Good evening and welcome to BizConnect. Yes, this evening we know when we at BizConnect, we always connect businesses to make sure that everybody knows exactly what everybody is doing. We basically today have a full house in terms of the youth of Esterhaz. They will basically tell us exactly what their movement is all about, where they are, how they're going to go and make sure and make a difference in Esterhaz. And I'm going to let them introduce themselves so that we know exactly who they are, what their role is in the movement, and then we can go from there. Let me introduce, let me introduce themselves, please.
Okay, good evening, everyone. My name is Sadie Lodestein. I am the deputy chair of the Esterhaz Youth Development Movement, and we're just here tonight to discuss a little bit more about the movement that we have started.
Good evening, Poort FM listeners. My name is Mira Jacobs. I'm also part of Esterhaz Youth Development Movement, and I'm currently on the serving within the Finance Committee.
Good evening, listeners. My name is Jada George, and I am the Deputy Treasurer of the Esterhaz Youth Development Movement, and I'm quite excited to share with you how we will embark on our journey, and I believe that we can create opportunities that drive sustainable growth and uplift our next generation.
Thank you so much. I mean, that's a mouthful. It shows to me that you already show structure. There's already that can tell me that you guys have thought about the whole process and where you want to go to as the young people of Esterhaz. I just need to have a few questions that I want to ask and see what you're all about. I mean, as you have started, who are Esterhaz Youth Development Movement? What's your mission? What's your vision? Where are you going to?
Thank you so much for your question, Charles. So I would just like to share our vision and mission of the EYDM.
Our vision is to build a future where the youth of Esterhaz have access to sustainable employment and business opportunities rooted in equality and social justice. Along with this, our mission is to mobilize, empower, and uplift the youth by creating a unified platform that drives social, economic, and political development in our community. We envision a future where young people are not sidelined, but rather lead the transformation in their communities with power, purpose, and pride.
Wow. That is something that I think we always like in looking forward to see young people that have vision. And you notice that I always say something that people must stop, they mustn't stop dreaming, because that's the most important part of your movement going forward, because it seems like you guys have a dream.
Yes.
And where you see Esterhaz going to. The other thing for me is like in the movement is basically have all those of vision and mission that they have to in place. But how will you basically look at the unemployment as well as the drug abuse situation that we have in our community?
Okay, so at the Esterhaz Youth Development Movement, we understand that unemployment and substance abuse are two of the most pressing issues facing our community, especially our young people. But we believe with the right interventions, we can turn this around. To tackle unemployment, we focused on creating real pathways to enterprise development. This means supporting young people in starting their own businesses, connecting them with mentors, and ultimately building a community business hub, a space where ideas can grow in opportunities. When it comes to substance abuse, we plan to fight back by engaging our youth in a way that's purpose-driven, empowering, and visible. Through peer accountability and meaningful involvement in our community life, we offer alternatives that will actually break the cycle.
Mm-hmm.
When young people are seen, heard, and active, drugs begin to lose their grip on their lives. We also plan on rolling out targeted school campaigns and youth development programs that not only raise awareness, but promote holistic empowerment, giving our young people something to strive for, something to belong to, and something to believe in. In short, our plan is about building power from within our community, led by the youth, for the youth. Because when we invest in young people, we invest in the future of Estrus. So I hope that answers your question, Charles.
Look, I think that's a question. Basically, something that the community needs to take note of on where you guys going to with the movement, and basically support you guys.
Yes.
To see how they can strengthen you guys in building the capacity in our community. You spoke something about a hub.
Yes.
Building a hub in the community, and I think that's something very crucial to our community. How are you guys to in terms of the hub? Do you guys have a process? Do you know where you're going to start the hub, or is it still in progress?
Okay, so in terms of our hub, we actually already have a structure in place. So we have already elected our board. And in terms of mobilizing our hub, I think I will then be handing over to Mira.
Okay, now I will come to Mira in terms of another question.
Oh, okay.
But you said that there's a structure of the hub. It's still,
yes.
Something is already building towards it. You
yes.
already have some structures in place, as you've mentioned. So that's actually very good, because that will basically make sure that when the young people look at some structure going up, then they want to be part of it. Because I think most of the time you find people, they react
mm-hmm.
on what they see.
Yes.
And sometimes if you talk about something and they don't see something going up, then it's a question like, they all the part of yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's just a good thing for me to say. Can you guys are already seen, have a vision, like you've mentioned, where you want to go to, and that is part of the going forward.
Yes. So also in terms of mobilizing our youth, we are actually in the early planning stages of initiatives and so on, but we would really like to get the community on board, and also just to reach out to our community, because at the end of the day, you know, in unity there's movement.
Good.
And I think that is the main idea behind the Estrus Youth Development Movement.
Yeah.
Rather to also instill morals and values into our youth that is sustainable in the long run.
I think especially you talk about the morals and values. And yes, that we need to learn in your own house, people in your house. But
yes.
The thing is, by example...
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are very good examples that the youngsters can look up to and say, I want to be part of the Estrus Youth Development Movement.
Yes.
Because that's they show structure, they show movement, they show morals.
Yes.
And then because if you don't see it, especially with the answer in terms of the drugs.
Yes.
It's because they don't see you guys.
Yes.
That makes a difference. They only see the drugs
yes.
out there and they follow. Now, because that's the way to go. But I think you guys are really showing that there is building in Estrus.
Yes, 100%.
We're not a lost generation.
Mm-hmm.
And then by doing that, we can make Estrus look
yes.
beautiful.
And then just to add as well, you know what, Charles? I think also from a personal perspective, we want to change the narrative when it comes to the colored youth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oftentimes the perspective is already given, you know, and we want to exude colored excellence.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Now we will come back to the next question. This thing is also now we have to pay the bills.
Mm-hmm.
And as we pay the bills, we're just going to go on a small break.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Welcome back to Bus Connect. We have the Estrus Youth Development Movement with us. And then we have spoken to a lot of got a lot of insight of what their mission is, what their vision is, where they want to go to, how they're going to help the unemployed. So that's actually a mouthful, and it basically very information that's used, and I hope that the youth out there really listens to this, and then that will is actually getting hopefully encourage them to join the movement, to because I mean as we've mentioned, the morals that they brought to the front, and then people will really I can say, yeah, that's where I want to be, and that's where I see myself. But I want to ask another question. If you look at the projects, have you guys embarked on any projects currently in our community?
Charles, yes, we have actually embarked on one, I would say, a successful cleanup that we recently had on the 18th of May. We cleaned up the Watlu entrance. Currently, we also put out a voters' roll on Esther's Nieuwsblad, yeah, where we asked the community to vote on the next point where we'll be doing a cleanup.
Wow.
The majority of votes went to Prosperitas Secondary, and that'll be on the 15th of June.
Okay.
Yes. So
is it 15th of June or the 16th of June?
The 15th of June.
Okay.
Which is a Sunday.
Okay. Because I was thinking like in there's your youth day that happens on the 16th. You will be realizing that everybody, because of youth day, that all the youth come together and maybe something they have it on the, but it's the 15th, if you plan the 15th, I think it should be fine. Okay. Did you guys, because I saw while I was driving at the clinic, was that also one of your projects?
Yes, that was actually a very first project that they've embarked on.
Yeah.
And it we had a minority of attendees,
okay,
doing that.
Okay.
Yes, but our very first successful one was on the 18th of May, when,
yeah,
we cleaned Esther's, the Watlu entrance in Esther's, because the message that we currently live by is we don't wait, we work.
I like that. I like that. We don't wait, we work. It's almost like the Nike.
Just do it.
Just do it. It's almost like the same phrase. We don't wait, we work.
Yes.
Okay. And how many people do you really want to participate in such projects? You want everybody to come and partake in the project? Or is it just specific people that you have identified that is just busy with the projects?
Well, when we do embark on the cleanups, Charles, we actually do post it on social media. And it is a call and a plea for the community to also assist us in this. The more hands, the more coverage we can actually reach. So, yes, if we can get the assistance of the broader community as well,
yeah,
it would be appreciated. And, yeah.
I would maybe if I can suggest something as well, is like in, I have a flyer. You know, sometimes you could not everybody have social media. Nobody can have a phone where they can say they can get some messages. Maybe our suggestion is like in get some flyers, let young people go and give it out and say we're going to be busy tomorrow. Just to make that at the schools, give it to school children, and they must just read, or just an announcement at school. I think that will be, just get the young people. The other thing, what I think is, like, you know, you have the young school, primary school. That's where you actually need to like instill and start to bring in the youngsters, and they come and help. Because then they will tell their mothers to come and help. And then from there, it's just a circulate, a rollover to something else. But I think I went past the entrance of Watlu, and it looks beautiful. I just hope people are going to keep it like that. Again, all your hard work. What's important is, like, you guys have a movement, and you start doing all these things now. But have you thought of collaborating with other movements in Eestrus? Because sometimes you find that you just reinvent the wheel. Because someone is really doing what you guys are doing, and someone is going to say, but we have done it like in 5 years already, and now you guys come with it. Have you guys maybe have thought of or maybe already doing, working with other such movements in Eestrus?
Charles, yes, we have actually opened our doors to churches, schools, local businesses and community leaders. And this is not for any handouts, mm-hmm. but more so just for partnerships. Because yes. together we want to build a youth business hub mm-hmm. That you mentioned earlier. That's what we are actually looking to work in towards. Launching leadership workshops and creating pathways to economic inclusion. Mm-hmm. So currently, if you are based in Eestrus, there is space for you. And also, we also looking into launching a voter registration drives. This will be hosted by business roundtables. And we are preparing for a major event on the 22nd of June at the Eestrus Civic Center.
Okay. You know, that you mentioned something that if you live in Eestrus, and then you can... your doors open for you guys, but there's a lot of our people living outside Eestrus mm-hmm. and still want to be part of Eestrus because they still see themselves part of Eestrus mm-hmm. although they're staying outside Eestrus. Is your doors open for them as well?
The doors are open, Charles. I think we do welcome any contribution or support structure that we can get, because we are currently in a learning curve stage. Mm-hmm. It's a fairly new project that we're starting here, and we are currently taking baby steps. Mm-hmm. So that's why we've got support of community leaders and business enterprises for guidance and support throughout this whole journey.
That is actually. Come to my next question. This in terms of the Kunspraak Afrikaans, in terms of the collaboration with other movements, ek is bewus van die ECDF. Is jy bewus van dit? Maar hulle sokke movement en hulle dink hulle dis amper dieselfde goals wat julle koester. Miskien sy 'n goeie ding om te kyk, wat doen hulle al reeds? Wat doen julle? En kyk, kan dit as 'n synergie waar ons twee by mekaar kan kom en dit moet in mekaar miskien ken in plaas van julle die alreeds wie wil doen die slag gedoen en jy kan net van dit af vat en vorentoe beweeg. Om seker te maak jy beweeg vinniger vorentoe in plaas om weer die wiel te reinvent. Maak dit veel sin? Dit is 'n voorstel.
Charles, ja, ek wil net 'n vraag vra in verband met ECDF. Ek is ongelukkig nie bewus van dit nie. En my ander twee lede wat ook saam is ook nie bewus van dit nie. So kan jy ons meer informatie gee oor dit? Maar ek dink, I want to feed off what you just mentioned, where we can actually collab with other movements. Mm. And we can feed from each other to uplift one another and not break each other down.
Yeah, definitely. But while we're doing that, we can, with all information, we need to go for a break to pay the bills. So as we pay the bills, we're going to have some nice advert. Thank you so much. Welcome back to Bus Connect. The fact that the movement is really looking at different people, even if you're outside Eestrus, please guys, to come and partake. En as jy sien die mense is besig, moenie verby mekaar verby ry nie. Stop en vra wat maak julle? Hoe kan ons betrokke raak? Wat kan ons doen vir julle? Kan ek vir julle water bring? Those are things that will help. You don't need to like in Sedan and come with your graf and but just that suggestion that listen, whatever you're doing is good. We want to assist you, and with anything that we can, we will gladly come and assist. I think that's what the young people want from us as a community. But then you know the other thing what that's very very important is transformation, social transformation. How will the Estrus Youth Development Movement instill social transformation and values among the youth?
Thank you so much for that question. So I do believe that prevention is better than cure. In our community, we struggle a lot with gender-based violence, with drug abuse, and all of those things. And I feel as the youth, if we lead by example, by prioritizing our education, by leading by example, by showing our youth that we can be better, we can do better, upskilling our youth, showing them how to start businesses, how to create opportunities for themselves. Us here as business owners, we had to create the opportunity for ourselves. Even example like with me, no one really taught me how. My mom did have a business, but not the same business as me. So I had to go and learn. I didn't have an opportunity. I didn't have the opportunity to go to university. So I had to basically throw myself into the ocean and learn how to swim. And I do believe as the next generation that we can show our younger pupils that you can do anything that you set your mind to and you can achieve goals. It doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter what you have. But what matters is what is inside of you and what you do believe in. And that if we lead by example and we show them that, hey, I come from yesterday's, I didn't have money to go to university, but I am a business owner. I am one of the best in my community. And that is only by the grace of God and only because I pushed myself. I learned things that no one else was willing to teach me. And I pushed through all of that. And I do believe as other business owners and other elders in the community, we can show the youth that we need to lead by example. I think that's the most important thing, is leading by example and showing the youth that it is possible, not to wait for government to come and give us opportunities, but for us as the people of ESCS and of the next generation to create those opportunities for the next generation to come.
Now, I think that's actually very important, because the thing is, on that, you mentioned like you were a businesswoman, it's actually very important that one support each other in their businesses, because that will actually as a business help other businesses to grow, as well as helping the youth to empower them with small skills. I think that's the critical part of our community, because we change like in ek gaan nie vir ryk maak nie, ek gaan nie vir support nie. But yeah, the thing is just by those social values that you have in your business as well, that can be translated to the youth, and let them understand the importance of why you are successful in your business. Because I think most people, especially youth, they look at shortcuts, and I know in a business there's no such thing. It's all you go this route or there's nothing. You understand? So I think that's that. But I think for us, the values that needs to be in Estrus, because that's the values that will build us. Mm-hmm. And then at this point in time, we're not there, and we're lacking. We're not saying that people don't have values, but we're lacking in seeing what's happening on the streets and seeing what the youth is busy doing. So with you guys building on that will be powerful beyond measure.
Yes.
You understand? So the other thing that's very important to me, when, what, where is ECDM going to? What's your plans in terms of making changes in the youth?
So our change is already underway. We are reaching across ESCS and expanding into broader So basically, change is under the way. And we're basically in the starting out stages, calling all business owners, people even outside of ESCS who are from ESCS, or even people who are not from Esters who would like to get involved, who maybe do not have their own community in which they can support. As business owners coming together, even if you don't have a business, if you just have hands and feet, come along to support the youth and support us as an initiative to uplift the community. We do have a lot of initiatives that we have planned ahead. We do want to do a lot of work in the schools, in the youth, stuff that is sustainable. And, you know, growing long-term, as Jada said, that we want to do a business hub and all of those things. But yeah, basically just starting out and working towards cleaning up our community, showing the children that you don't need to wait for the municipality to clean the community. Mm. We can stand up and do it for ourselves. Business owners coming together to donate. We have a cause. We have another cleanup initiative coming up this month, June coming up. And, you know, people who even want to just donate maybe black bags, old brooms or even new brooms, yeah. Rakes, your gardening tools that you maybe not using, donate it to us, and our team is going to use it to clean up yesterday's, to clean up the schools, the bathrooms in the schools. There's lots of different projects that we are working together as males and females in this initiative as business owners. So we're calling out on all people in Esteres, outside of Esteres, who would like to donate. Even if you'd like to donate, maybe making sandwiches for the volunteers, maybe just donating juice or cold drink, water, like you said, if you're driving along the way, bringing water, you know, to work, to come together as a community and uplift this community, and to come together and bring great minds. They say that great minds think alike.
Correct.
But, you know, bringing minds together and looking for ways in which we can do better and work together. Yeah.
What is the biggest challenges that you're facing at this point in time?
It's mostly with funding as well, and also hands and feet. So people who say they're going to volunteer and actually show up, people who might not have time to volunteer but who would like to donate financially or donate anything that they do have that they can donate to us to use in this initiative. Even if you maybe are a business owner and you'd like to teach other people how to start their own businesses, you're more than welcome to come along. Someone who can help teach how to speak, all of those different things that can help grow a business.
No, thank you so much. I think all our listeners, you have heard it. It's not me saying it. Please just make sure have written down everything that information that has been given to you guys. Make sure that on the date of the event, make yourself available. Thank you so much. And then we're going to just want to thank the ladies for being with us.
Thank you so much.
For the show. And we need to pay the bills. Welcome back to Buzz Connect. We have the ladies that will just say goodbye to all their fans and family that have listened. And thank you so much for listening. So I just want to also, they have one announcement that you just want to make, and maybe there's a small correction to all the people that the viewers that listen. So I'm giving over to the ladies. As you said, goodbye, and then we can continue with the show.
Thank you so much, Port FM, for hosting us tonight. It was really a pleasure. Thank you so much, Charles. You are a wonderful host, and we look forward to the Estres community standing behind us and mobilizing us as the youth. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Port FM listeners, we would like to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening to us. Ons vra asseblief net weer eens, hoe meer siele, hoe meer vreugde. Come one, come all. Just a correction on the next cleaning initiative at Prosperity Secondary. It's not the 15th of June, but the 1st of June. So as julle almal asseblief tyd het om ons te kom help, ons sal dit baie waardeer. Be it financially or as Sadie mentioned, with your hands and feet. Thank you everyone. Thanks Charles for hosting
Thank
us.
Thank you for the ladies of Esteres Youth Development Movement. It was a pleasure having you with us, and thank you for your time to just to clarify everything that's happening in movement. So people, please don't come and ask and say, who are those people again? You should know. So from now on, when they're there and you see them busy, please give a hoot or just stand there and buy them some water, buy them some juice, go to the shop, come back, some juice for them, some ice, just to keep all the things that they have, keep it cold. So that will be appreciated by the movement. So thank you so much, ladies, for being with us in our show. We appreciate your presence. And you guys, actually, it's nice to be with you guys. It seems like we can go continue and continue. But thank you so much. We appreciate it so much for being here. Thank you so much.